This is CliffCentral.com.
It doesn't work when it doesn't work.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there we go. Richard Benoit, Lisa Strongo, Ryan Holiday.
What up?
Eric Jensen, what is this thing called?
This is just our comedy podcast.
Oh, thank
and it started.
It has started. Here's the problem.
My
ears aren't working.
Mine neither.
Because we have this once again this 17 microphone system.
Live.
Can we just say what the hell happened last week? Let's review.
Okay.
Go, Eric, tell us.
Yeah, no, last week was chaos. I don't even know what happened.
Can you
I
pretend it's a court case?
I know.
Can you please refer to me as your worship.
My lady, what happened last week was
objection, Your Honor.
Whoa.
That's what we're trying to not happen.
That's what we are trying to prevent, and now you're just here shouting.
You just burst the eardrums off the entire podcast community.
Tell
us, Eric, what happened.
You put it to you. Your Honor, what happened last week was a matter of chaotic proportions.
It's amazing. Is that a colored in court voice?
Four people that... No, it's my attempt.
That's a colored that goes
to jail. Yeah, it's a colored guy impersonating Gerry now.
Well, it's right.
We had utter chaos because what had happened was... We had invited people and uninvited guests had arrived themselves.
But those were apparently cool guests. Who was on?
Shandre van Wyk, Pongani,
was his first time,
Rabin,
right?
And Ryan. And
Rabin was the only actual invited guest.
And I wanted to come as well. Lucky I didn't.
Richie asked me like just before the show started. Then I was like, hey, bro, look, we already have squad because these ones just invited themselves.
Okay.
And then
we got Tabisa's levels there.
And then people just started shouting and doing stupid shit.
But it was chaotic and lack, and that's how the podcast should be. Beginning of the year.
Yeah, no, the whole like first 5 minutes were just shout outs.
So we got about four downloads.
Yeah. We got
doubled up.
Trended. Up with the two that we normally get. Yeah.
So we just let's say good morning to our people that listen to
Hello,
Woody.
Woody, Michelle, Cornelius, Emilio.
It sounds like you're naming all the people that didn't make it into the Bible. Like the other disciple,
Cornelius.
John.
No, John was
there. Supposed to be the 13th one. Yes.
The finalist from the
Jesus was like,
John,
John voted for him. No one voted for him. And they were like,
did you have to get voted to be a disciple?
Yeah, it was like idols.
Jesus then picked the disciples.
Idols. It's very funny when you said that now. Jesus, an idol.
The original
idol.
Yeah.
What can you do? Jesus, I can drink a lot of wine. All right, you in.
It was like
so what was
voice.
Judas' skills?
But then how would Judas make it in?
There's always the wild
the
card.
One. Yeah, he's the wild card.
Like, we don't trust you, but listen, pick up your socks.
Yeah, you need to
pull up your sandals.
We'll take you through to the other week.
Do this thing.
You need pull to work up your sandals and we'll get you in.
Lace up your sandals.
And stop looking at me all scared like that the whole day.
And why are you bringing a knife?
Why are you kissing people, Judas? Judas, stop kissing people.
It's Julius Caesar.
What?
Stop texting the Romans.
Who stabbed Julius Caesar?
Stop turning wine back into water.
Okay.
This is what happened last time.
One of them said Julius, but Brutus was his main bra. That's why
everyone.
Two Brutus. Like you.
Okay, why you?
In the back, bra.
That's
he's
very,
going to be in the back.
It happens in Rega Park all the time.
Yeah, it's
too. Sorry, wait, come back. Right,
we're
going to
do
the
news.
What happens in Rega Park all the time?
This is what I want. Phones off on silence.
Yep.
All right. Ron Holiday, welcome. I want to thank you for last week for just talking to yourself.
Self-love.
Ryan.
I made some good points to myself, and I just got burnt.
I was
going
to say, you got roasted 6 ways to Sunday last week for no reason.
So who was the guest? Was Rabin talking about the...
It was Rabin talking about the 99 Rand comedy 99 show.
Which is a lack of concept.
Thing, and then how he started doing comedy and what his thing was and how...
So we'll leave Rabin there. We know he talked about it. It's the 27th of Jan.
Yeah, 27th
Who's
Jan.
Who's on the lineup?
You, Gilly, and two other people.
Jason.
And
where is the 99 then?
Who else is on there? Trevor Gumby.
Yes.
Why does it sound like it's at Spur?
It does sound like that.
Right.
You know
like it was
the one
a private meeting at Spur.
So he would do that. What's our how do's? It's just smart. He said, make it 99 Rand. It's January.
They
haven't got bucks to come to comedy, so it's at Emperor's at that new venue there. So they're trying out new things.
Okay. Everyone gets paid 99 Rand.
Oh, I didn't find out about that.
You didn't clear it.
Clarity.
Wait, who's getting paid 99 Rand?
No, just worked that out now. I didn't ask.
It's a 99 Rand show.
I didn't even actually ask.
Oh, shit. Go to 99
Rand. Okay, so we cleared that up. Then the other guys want Jean-Dre.
They just have a lot of 1 Rands in the register. Are you here for a ticket? Okay, sure. Is your change?
Your change will be hectic.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't... Oh, you know what? It's Rabin's problem. Anyway, to be so, I've noticed on WhatsApp and Instagram, your Photoshop skills are...
On point.
Illicit. What's the word?
On point.
But don't on call them Photoshop skills, because they're paint not Photoshop shop. Skills.
So what is that? Are you doing...
It's a paint job.
Because you did... You kind of had like a fade. There was like a person in the background, like your... What would you call it? Your inspiration? Something weird. It was, you but you are doing that. You're doing that. And then also, yeah, you chopped our heads up and made like a thing. Like
I
that.
Did it. I did it. I,
you can see he's a dad. Like he's been a dad for a while. He's trying to be so nice about it. At first.
Can someone, yeah, can someone go to the, our page? To
new
the,
dad.
We've got a, oh, yes. We've got an Instagram page.
We do?
I
oh, yeah,
it.
We do. Well done.
Our previous wow. Multimedia owner loaded his own profile onto
nice.
Just Now. So such now we've got it's called nice. Just Now Podcast.
I'm going to go on Instagram and follow.
Please. Right now.
There's
right
two followers.
I'm going to follow
the first
Just
to help
Now.
Me and me. Yeah. I'm going to follow Just Now.
Out.
And one post, so you doing gigs and things? How's work? How's life?
Yeah, life is moving, man.
What it is,
I'm I was on TV the other day.
Oh, what did you do on TV?
I was supposed to do stand-up.
Wait, okay, please explain. What
no,
is going
I
on.
Did not die. No. But I said I died.
Please
I
explain.
Said,
please
which
explain.
Which TV show was it? It was Mzansi Magic. Dave, Mzansi Magic is...
know the channel. Sounds very not what.
It is not.
Yeah, I've never... Is that the one I always skip?
What is an Mzansi? Is it a kind of
Magic is basically, if you have to put it into a human being, it's Magic Man.
Canadian magician.
Hey, don't knock Mzansi Magic,
Mzansi
guys.
Magic.
They have me on TV, guys. Don't do that.
So wait, so to be sure, put your mic on now.
Look,
what was the thing for? Because I like to find out what we're doing.
It was well, basically it's Mzansi Comedy Wednesdays. So
and that's a proper
tell
thing.
Us what is
yeah,
that.
It's a proper thing. It happens at Taboo. I think last Wednesday of every month.
It's hosted by Tall Ass.
Not all the time.
Okay, so
yeah,
host.
But
Tall Ass this, bro.
Yeah, he was the host when I was performing there, and then they recorded it for TV. So they do. Sort of like a series type of vibe, but for stand up. So it's like, have you
that's
seen?
That's amazing. Do more people know about this? More guys.
Yeah, more.
Well, hold on, Mzansi Magic.
Is it basically blacks only, but it's on TV?
Not necessarily. It's almost the Netflix thing where Dion Cole and all those other comedians
stand-up.
Were. Yeah, that's what they were going for, but then they
failed.
No, they
I'm joking.
Did not. They ended up
Shame
with something
can't
else.
Can't say anything because he's honest.
Yeah,
you can say no. Nobody from Mzansi Magic.
Can I say that
listening.
I hate
you
performing
sure.
in nightclubs though?
Yeah, it's a weird feel, man.
I don't know why, but
yeah, I enjoy day clubs.
Wow, look at
this. Like the summit.
I enjoy both clubs. So now the nightclub thing is important because so many promoters
club sandwiches.
They try and get comedy to their nightclub because it's dying.
Yeah.
So they have an idea, let's have a comedy night. And they don't realize the club isn't ever going
to
work for
comedy.
Yeah,
the one used to be in Parkmore, the one used to do up in Parkmore.
It
was Comedy Wednesday. No, I think it was still happening. Until this place closed down recently. Ayanda.
Yeah, was it him?
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh, because it's still him.
They tried it in Cape Town. They did it in Lansdowne. They did it in the club there, the main nightclub.
During the
in
break,
Cape Town.
They turn up. Now he's like, okay, we're gonna have a 10-minute break now. Then you're like, everybody's getting. Now you must take another hour to get everybody to calm
down. So the key is don't have a break,
dude. Here's the thing.
Don't play with Monia.
If you guys have time, go check my Insta story. Last night I went to IEPF. And I posted something. The vibe before the show started.
Yeah.
That was lit.
And then the show started and everyone was like...
You intimidated. You're
like, having so much fun.
But they actually stopped though. Because they were dancing and it was crazy. And then... But the thing is they respect that guy who hosts that thing.
Who's that guy?
Peter Machat. So he's been doing it apparently for the last 12 years.
Yo.
And he's been hosting every Thursday. Yeah. He's been hosting every Thursday. So he's kind of like the guy there. Everyone who comes there know he's gonna stop the music at any point and start telling us stuff.
But that's weird. Like
so I'm going to what means we go to Tabisa Mflonga's Insta story.
Yeah.
Tell us for the non millennials what is an Insta story?
It's a story on Insta.
Yeah.
Are you not feeling the heat? You're wearing like a long sleeve jersey with those little holes for your thumbs.
That's
you left home at 5.
There's aircon and stuff.
It's
why
not hot, guys.
Why are you late for the podcast?
Men's never hot.
So you're not feeling the heat. Well, unless you're trying like a January thing where you sweat it or something.
Dude, like, I'm from Barberton, Dave. So this is winter Barberton. For me.
Barberton, not Barberton.
All of this Barberton. Is winter. Barberton is hot.
I had a linguistics trouble at Clicks the other day because I asked for swimmer's ear and the lady just walked up and down the aisles for like an hour. And then I eventually realized I had to say swimmer.
What is swimmer's ear?
She looks at me, she says, I don't know what you mean. So I said, swimmer's ear. It's like a thing. She goes, swimmer's ear. Okay.
Oh, right.
It was just the logistics.
There's a new security at our block now. He's some.
This part of the show is called Rushlu's Rich Lifestyle.
Yeah. So I'm friendly with all the dudes, you know, because they're my guys. So yeah. I'm chilling with. So I see a new dude. So I come to him like, hi, bro. What's your name? It's like Seed. I'm like, shut Seed. I'm Rich. She's like, no, Seed. I'm like, oh, it's nice to meet you, Seed.
Sydney.
He's like, no, my name is Sydney. They call me Seed. I'm like, oh, Seed.
But that's weird that he corrected you. Yeah. You must say it right. It's not your fault.
Seed. You're saying Seed. No, you weren't even trying. Now I'm not seeing it.
Ryan, what's your name? Short your African name?
I'm African name.
And if you does Ryan have African name?
Brian.
Brian. Oh, it's Brian Holiday.
Ryan.
Just no. Shut up! Stop doing that!
You talk too loudly.
Stop doing that, Dave. I said, you see, what are you doing, Dave?
You
see? You're trying to confuse me like this.
You're talking too loud.
He's got that Alfred Adrian thing going.
Yeah. Well, who has?
Alfred.
You can't make an eye movement on a podcast.
You said who has? You can, actually. It just doesn't work, but you can.
Okay, so we go around here. Let's find more. Rishi, what have you been doing?
I have literally, as you can notice by the lack of
shavers.
Yeah.
You're on holiday properly.
Yeah, I actually had some other gigs, and they didn't happen. So, I was just trying to do.
What Robbie Collins has gone away. We can do his gigs.
I was trying to.
No, he's coming back.
Because Jan is always quiet. Yeah, I don't like doing gigs in Jan. So what I was trying to do is do corporates, because I don't ever do corporates in January.
So you fought
as a new comedian, Eric. How do you feel about that? Originally, just said I don't like doing.
Gigs in January.
I'd rather do corporate. Here's the choice.
Yeah. I don't have choices right now.
Tabitha's turned our podcast into his own personal filing cabinet of shit.
People in January, people are like, hey man, I've got 5 minutes at this funeral. My granddad, do you wanna say something? Like, my guy, I got new material. Me, I don't mind dying.
The only person
it's the
that
theme
died
of the event
funeral.
Anyway.
No one's
so you haven't had just been a bit scarce. I do agree with you.
Yeah. Because a lady tried to book me yesterday for 2 hours, and I was like, okay, cool. Should I send.
I don't understand. You do a 2 hour show.
I didn't know what it's
you
about.
You better start singing,
so
right?
I said, for 2 hours, what do you want me to do? Exactly that. And she's like, what's your cost? Then I gave her like an amount. And she's. No, I didn't give her amounts. I said, listen, I have a manager. I can send this to the manager, and then she'll quote you. Or else, if you have a proposed budget, I can take your proposed budget and we can just do
work
it.
Around
that. She's like, last time I paid this Indian guy from Durban.
Rabin.
I'm thinking Masood. I paid him 2,000. I was like, for 2 hours, phone him now.
That's a bargain.
Get his number and phone his ass. 2 hours, bruh. I'll be parched.
Nah. For two hours.
I'd rather be broke.
Wait a minute.
But so how much does it work out a minute?
I don't know, like 35 cents.
That's a long. I can't. You I don't know. Think. Maybe I could talk shit for 2 hours, but I wouldn't be. Funny for 2 hours.
I want you to MC. It's an MC, I think.
Oh, no, that's fine. There's events in between.
Yeah. It must be.
Yeah, not 2 hours of
not
just
for
me.
Not for two.
Knock, knock. Slowly. Answer slowly.
Yeah, ask everybody.
I'm just getting my slippers.
Who's there? Who's there?
What's your name? What do you do? What's your favorite lotion?
But now listen, what's happening on Sunday at the box?
20 and 5.
The box is back.
Yeah.
You know what? I have fun. We kind of Joburg-centric this podcast a little bit. So the East London gig, have you done it?
Yes, comedy at East London. I have done
Good Fellows or something.
I actually want to go through and do it again as soon as I possibly can.
What is that like?
It's very cool. Very, very cool. Very nice gig. Bit strange at times. But
is it someone's birthday?
I don't know. Yeah, but strange.
Who organized that? Sheena.
What is her name?
Sheena. Sheree.
Sheree.
Yeah, she's. But she's
okay, shout out to Sheree.
Yeah.
Dave is messing up everyone's names.
Shut up.
It's because of the swimmers.
Shut up, like in
shut up
life.
Shut up, Bongani.
Yo, look at that. Look
Sheena,
at that.
Sheree.
Yeah.
I added it in.
Have you played it?
No, I haven't. I'm doing it now at the end of the month.
Who are you playing with?
Chris Forrest can't make it, so I'm going in.
Oh, okay.
Bongani Dube and one of the East London locals.
Yeah, they're always. Yeah, so it's two guys and a local.
But it just seems, you know what I like about it? Like the poster seems on, like you fly down,
there's
you
effort.
Stay in the place, there's effort.
Yeah.
And I just wish other promoters also, when you see the thing, you're like, Where's the backdrop that says the name of the show or something?
Yeah. Yeah. She once we did a come gig on, for Samoka, her in Queens.
Yeah, put up a banner.
Yeah. Queenstown or whatever. We did a gig there. It was dope.
The okay. Cat.
Fire things.
Like, and this is the thing. Take the comedy to these areas. Yeah. Where else is there besides Joburg? Obviously, Poppy's on Monday.
Yeah.
Where
else? Kitchener's isn't up yet.
No. Yeah, Brahms no, well, there's the not Brahms a lot of gigs coming on.
Club
isn't
yeah,
up
yet. Aren't
and then also the shutdown. Brahm kind of goes quiet during December because all,
all
the students
getting
are
shot.
Home.
Was it
in
you?
Bramfontein. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
there's no one there and someone got shot.
Two people got
outside,
shot.
Outside yeah. my place.
Wait,
outside
that's news,
my apartment.
That's news.
Wait,
that's news. Wait, that's news. That's news. Come a breaking report. Tabiso Mshlongo, we crossed you live in Bramfontein. What happened there?
Well, apparently in Bramfontein, two people got shot at two separate times.
With two separate bullets.
I don't know.
It would be weird.
I hate these stories because yeah, this takes everything.
Yeah, like, why is this bullet lingering
yeah,
around?
Why
for
is
a second
this bullet
victim?
Wet already?
Was it? Was it like within the same week?
No, the first one was on the 1st of this year.
On New Year's Day.
Yeah, that's an argument. You
that's
can check
in and out
you,
moment.
Where
right
you
there.
Started?
Yeah, I didn't even go into my apartment. I just saw it and I was like, okay, let's go party.
Really?
Yeah, it was still morning and I was like, this is too early
for this.
And there were body bags and stuff. I was like, I don't want to see all of this.
Do you live, where do you live?
In
Beirut.
No. Bramfontein, Volmaran Street. It's quiet, guys.
It can't be that quiet.
Well,
quiet is relative.
Sounds a bullet.
Between the shootings, it's quite a serene.
Let me tell you what happens. People try to mug people there, and mob justice happens.
They try and
but
mug
then
people.
This year, cops have been lingering around.
So who shot the guy?
Not where. I think cops. Yeah. Oh, well, the second guy, I think it was a robbery. Because I heard gunshots.
You're very, very a vague reporter. We're going to cross over to Ryan. Has anything happened in Benoni?
Very few shootings.
You know what's nice, Benoni? Like the guys just look at each other and they know. I could take you, bruh.
But he's
language. All they're doing,
and
Benoni
no one fights anyone because no one knows who's the strongest.
Whose cousins are in town, whose mates are closer. Yeah,
but that's also that's the coloured strength right there.
The thing is,
the tongue. No.
The pack mentality.
No, the tongue, bruh. Talk. You just say it. You're like, what? Even though there's like nine of them.
Say that again.
I beg your pardon?
Well, me. Say me.
Then you just start looking around.
Will you
look around for nothing.
For your snipers.
That is,
you just want to know that your snipers are in position.
That's the question that just stops the fight. Will
you even stop? You start telling
you
him, you're like,
to get
come any closer.
No.
Come any closer and you'll see.
Isn't that Guara? What was that from last week's podcast?
No, that was horrible. Let's not
please, let's not
venture
back.
From the
I call those the Robin Dunlop moments.
I saw her last night. I was at Parker's last night.
Who's Robin Dunlop?
Shame.
I didn't know how to react to
the
that.
The one that fell over the table.
Same. Are we going to get
funny?
Sued? Her father's a lawyer.
She fell over the table, legs in the air, right?
Oh.
Have you ever fallen when your head is lower than your feet? So she did like this body roll over the table. It's just in the corner. Now, the table and the wall are not. It's a little gap.
So there's a rolling.
She was stuck in the corner like a folded up old copy. Like her legs are right next to her head. And there's like 30 comedians around. Nobody laughs. Everyone just looks away and walks.
That's Robin.
When I see somebody laugh, and I see somebody fall, I don't give a shit. I laugh for days. I looked in her face and waited for the eye contact. She looked. I was like, ha, 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 your knees are next to your head.
So is that what kind of people do? They explain what just happened to you when you do something.
Because now she's sitting. Imagine if my legs are on the table.
Do it in the corner.
But your face is looking as like it's like an Insta story. Like you have a frame of your legs next to you.
Oh,
and you're trying to act normal. You're not like, trying to act normally. Like
you
okay,
can't. Everyone saw.
Okay,
everyone saw. Like, shame, man. So she fell. So there you go.
She fell. Then
everyone does.
Tried to act civil. She came to me. She's like, hey.
Did anyone see?
Yeah,
my guy,
everyone
saw.
Yeah, that's when you're like, my guy, there are 30 of us here. The only person who didn't see was Stevie Wonder. The only.
But he heard it though.
Yeah.
He still laughed. Someone described it to him and he thought that's funny.
Yeah. It sounds like something.
But now listen, no more talking about other comedians if it's not funny.
She's not a comedian, she's a blogger.
Ooh, no.
Here we go.
There it is.
There you have it, folks.
There it is.
And I haven't seen you for a while.
You haven't.
Did you have a decent holiday?
I tried.
Why? You mean you ran out of money?
Did you have
like
a decent holiday?
I like how he says, why?
You're shooting people in Brahm.
But why?
Mugging people, getting away in Brahm, you know, living my life. No,
did you
joking,
do
no,
stuff?
Man, I was chilling. I was at home. I didn't do much.
You see pictures of me on Instagram on the beach?
Yes, I did.
That means if you take your kid to the beach, you run out of money. You can't go on the slides.
This is forced FOMO. Did you see that? It's like, did you see pictures of me on the beach? Motherfucker, I didn't.
Did you see pictures of me having fun?
I saw you. You and your kid were having all the fun.
Should I adopt you for next year?
No, you can't.
Can I ask you, what beach were you at?
Scott Burrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Right.
I didn't mention anything on Facebook. I didn't say I was the only white person there.
Penny?
I sat there with my towel. What I always do is Penny, I always put a towel there for Penny. Because I'm saying, Penny, come to the beach. Come and see black
it's
kids and white kids playing with each other.
It's not
come
bad.
And see. I hate people who put that thing, oh, look at the beach, Christmas Day. Come there and look at actual white kids playing with black kids, everyone in the sea together. Can't they put a picture of that?
I think you need to say it again, though. Penny,
come to the beach. Yeah, hashtag,
that's funny.
It's okay.
Next year, we invite Penny Sparrow and H&M to the beach.
Double Beach.
All of them.
Oh, there were so
Double
many.
Beach
there was, oh, there were so many. The cheeky little monkeys were playing with each other. It was so much fun. Is it, it's cute if you say cheeky
ladies
little monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just went straight to monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's something else.
She does. She's, if you say cheeky little monkey, it's kind of to everyone.
Yeah,
cheeky
yeah.
little monkey.
Yeah,
no, you can't. Right?
So you need to. Okay,
but Durban Beach looks like a turn up on New Year's Day because
yeah.
everybody talks about. Because literally this year there was 1.5 million people on the beach.
Who counted them?
There's somebody standing there by the door.
He's so got a clicker.
Yeah.
He's
got a little mark and he runs and he writes on everyone.
There's
hold
no
up
way.
Your right
but,
hand.
But
yeah.
I saw a video where somebody was walking through those people with the with his camera phone and recording it. Bruh, it's a turn up. Like on it's the outside it looks intimidating, but inside there
it's a joke.
It should be a turn up.
There's cooler boxes. There's
people are drowning.
People are drowning.
Mad. I'm like, what? The lifeguards are in the water.
Kids are getting lost.
The longest announcement. The longest announcement is for the kids that are missing. At the end of the day, it's just like a roll call. The following kids are missing.
Yeah.
So
this year,
there's
only
like,
they got it down to like 150 this year.
150.
Yeah.
What drowning? Missing kids.
No, kids. Yeah.
So imagine you go to the beach.
Now they got Wi-Fi.
And then you get home and you're like, where's Tato?
They do. Not that people do. They leave them on purpose and then they get curious. Yeah. So they come back around.
So in the news, let's talk about that. There was a house in California that was found with 9 kids. Chained to the beds, not being fed. Did you know about this story?
No, I haven't.
Was R. Kelly involved?
Was R. Kelly involved? No, at least they would have got a bath every night.
No urine on scene.
Brian, did you see the story?
I saw the headline, but I don't know the details.
Were they siblings?
They're siblings, bro. 9 brothers and sisters kept in a house, chained. They didn't have food. The mother and father, but the mother and father have got lack of jobs. On Facebook, they took the kids to Disneyland. So there's a whole.
Who is the mother and father?
Mother and father, I don't know the names. They're not releasing
the
names. No, they brought them back, but they tied the kids to the beds, bro.
Oh, the parents did this.
Yeah.
My God, those people deserve to burn in hell.
Fucking naughty kids, man. You
no, but guys, sometimes you're like, damn you guys.
All
but
nine
these
of
stories
them,
come out.
Nine of you.
If you under, if
make
you
an
one,
example out of two of them,
you see,
yeah.
Can you see how Johnny is tied against the bed now? That can happen.
But I understand that.
Oh, but what if you do that and they keep doing, oh, you also want the bed?
For 14.
Now we're on 7. Two of you, try me.
For 10 years.
For 10 years.
Now this been going on.
What?
So the girl is
saying. So they go on holiday and then.
They no, they didn't give it. It was, you must read up the story. But I mean, I understand. These things happen and then you just get this vibe where you don't. Human beings will never ever disappoint me with the depth
with
of stupidness
they
can go.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
That's did they give her a reason for it?
They haven't yet because what they're figuring out is some. Maybe the kids are talking shit, so they're trying to figure out if it's a lie. Because if it is, those parents are going to jail.
Yeah.
The parents have denied it. They're going, no, there's nothing wrong with our kids.
9 kids.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
They'll send you to jail.
I like how you're like, they're trying to figure out if the kids are talking shit.
Because kids can lie, right?
Yeah, kids can lie. Yeah, last week we were
9
on the moon.
We were tied to bed on the moon.
Yeah, look for an inconsistency.
But I'm not saying there's comedy. There's comedy there, but if that happens in California, it's definitely happening in Benoni.
You see, those guys are under the bed.
Nine. How big was the bed?
How are you disciplined as a child?
That's a queen size.
And also,
how many rooms?
How small are these kids walking through the shopping center with a bed on its arm like that? Where are you going? No, this is how we do it.
My thinking is, if there's 9 of us, surely we can carry the fucking bed.
That's because it's just for you. You grew up with just that mattress on the roof.
But I mean, even but if there's 9 of us, we can carry this motherfucking bed. We can walk out, all of us.
Are you going to get through a doorway, though?
So maybe
9 people and a bed.
Hold on. What's your plan?
What's my plan to get out of there?
Yeah.
Firstly, we would not get tied up.
Yeah, see? I'd behave.
But you can't. Your dad, you'd be the only good kid. Like, see, I'm getting ultra male. You guys are tied to the bed. I mean, it's not. I suppose it isn't funny, but this thing happened. These are the stories that I love because people go, "Oh, you guys make up comedy makeup." I'm like, I did not make that story up.
Yeah, this
and you can't fight against your dad because he's the power. Range from like 8 to 20.
Now
you say you could rise up as the 9 of you. You got no energy from you. You haven't been fed.
Yeah.
It's the same as the Holocaust
but
when
the
people said there were so many Jews. Why didn't they all rise up? And you can't. The power is too strong.
Yeah.
5 people can actually take
when
over 1,000.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
But now there's a 20
demoralized
year old.
Him.
Why is he a 20 year old?
I was just gonna say this 20 year old sounds.
He just likes.
He had the most. He had the most of the
BDSM, baby.
They would. They would read them stories was made out of sandpaper books.
What you gonna do, mum?
That's hectic. And then how do you feel? The other thing is, because this podcast is so old, do you feel okay with being called a shithole country? Well, nah, and talking about Rekha Park, do you feel bad about Rekha Park?
No, but Rekha Park is a shithole.
See, that's cool. You'll admit like
you
that it is.
You need to accept sometimes. You just need to go,
it's between a shithole and a pothole. You can't tell the difference.
What's your definition? Is there no running water? Is there no sanitation?
No, I'm joking. No, man, Rekha Park, it's not a shithole. I don't know. Like, Donald Trump is an asshole. No, there's no, I don't.
And how is Bromfontein? Tabiso?
Tabiso.
Bram is not really a shithole.
Okay.
It's just full of students.
How's Santon, Rivonia area?
It's a shithole.
Is there running water?
We have no toilet. For 15 hours.
Yar, wait a minute. That is way
too long. You have to wait 15 hours for Uber.
2 minutes, actually.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, because Uber's
look,
like
once you get beyond the killings in Bram, everything is fine.
Yeah.
Just if you just look past
the killing and the unnecessary
one
market,
civil,
the
murder.
But how does this guy think?
You know, basically
I mean,
all crime. Why don't you look past the crime? We're safe.
Every African country.
We are safe.
And
no, in Bram specifically. We just don't need...
Why doesn't Africa keep all their diamonds and gold and everything and just tell everyone to piss off?
That's a very...
Because everyone will shoot back.
I was just going to say, America...
Then we're going to be tied to a bed.
America has guns.
But the black diamonds are coming out thick, bruh.
Yeah, I know they are.
They found a diamond, I think, 2 weeks ago. Did you see that?
Yeah, the 1 million diamond or something.
No, that's the way you did your hands like that. A 50 carat diamond is smaller.
No.
Was it in someone's ass?
They throw off the bridges in Durban. Just like that. I was using it as a reference. It was smaller.
But they did. They found that in the suit. In one of those guys on the donkeys with the hat. Was in his bum. They found the diamond.
No, it's not where it's in his bum.
Where would it be? In the donkey?
It's too big for his bum.
Really?
Have you tried shoving a diamond up donkeys?
I have, but I got chucked out of Stearns.
Yeah. they kept the donkey, though.
So
the
what is the shit? What is he, anyway, as a president, saying shithole like that to an entire continent? Or other people as well. There were other countries. No, you just gave all of you a shithole.
All of Africa, basically.
The problem with Donald Trump is Donald Trump has... he's got Jacob Zuma's mannerisms, but... With too much confidence. Too much confidence.
So he hasn't got a filter.
Like,
he hasn't got a filter to say.
He's like our president wouldn't say something like that.
Sure.
But
that's quite cool.
No. I think he wouldn't say something like that. But he'd be chilled. He'd just be like, okay, cool. I'm gonna say, but yeah, that's very nice. And then carry on with his life. He'd make fun of the people in front of him.
Okay.
End of story. But Donald Trump is like.
But now he's denying it. He said something else. He said not shithole. He said something else.
Shit house.
Oh, that makes so much difference.
Shit for brains.
I didn't call you gay. I said you a faggot.
Yeah,
that's totally
same
different.
Thing.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
No,
I don't dabble in that sort of tomfoolery.
I love that word.
With Tom.
Yeah. Just normal foolery is fine.
So, Eric, is there any other news that's based? Because there's too much.
Aziz
I can't
Ansari.
Actually believe the guy said that.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's also caught up in a scandal.
Oh, no.
But guys.
Little baby Aziz.
But guys. Look, Ash. Sensitive, but I'm gonna ask questions.
Go.
Now.
Why don't you make
questions? Explain the. Is this Aziz's story?
Aziz's story.
Give us a background.
Apparently, he took this girl back home and whatever, and he was trying to get the coitus.
Okay.
And then
she agreed.
Yeah, they had the thing, and then
but
when she left,
wait,
she
can I pause?
Hold on. Pause.
I don't think she went. I don't think they actually had the sex.
No, I don't think
they
had sex.
I think they had.
You think or you know?
No, foreplay. No,
because this podcast is. Please understand that he can't actually give this podcast in as evidence when he's in the court.
Like, yeah, she didn't say we had sex. Neither did he.
Okay,
but they mentioned sexual
behavior.
Oh. Yeah, there was a bit of touching. Yeah.
Foreplay.
Foreplay, licking, sucking, grunting.
Yeah.
But now the next thing is she sent him a text to say, "Yo, man, I don't
feel comfortable.
You made me feel like
I
now
sex with McDonald's normally."
But I mean that's I've got that text on my template.
Where someone made you feel sexually uncomfortable, right?
I just think that's my thank
it's
you.
Getting to that though, I think it's getting because now I think
it's we, like,
as look
it's
they
the
need to have
it's
consent.
The new, it's the new Illuminati.
Yeah.
Like before everyone who made money was Illuminati. Now when you make money, you're a sexual predator.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah. What is your? You said you have questions, though. That
I have questions because now how do? Because you know, as guys, we were raised up to think, don't take no for an answer.
Wait,
no, that's a business.
I'm not doing sex, dog. I'm not talking. don't rape. That's a different thing. Sure. When you rape, I'm talking about yeah, when he's like, "Hey words. Girl, hey girl, how you doing?" And she's like, "Hey, no,
no." No, if she
like,
says no, no means no.
She's like, "No, I don't want to talk to you." Then you're like, "Ah, please, come on, in." And sometimes no. guys have.
You talking about a guy that's determined.
Yeah,
and he likes this girl. He's gonna get
it. It becomes
part of a romantic story. He just never gave up.
I loved
how he was sure that.
No, but then we gotta get Tabiso. We gotta get Tabiso to read up on some literature. Are you aware of what's going on in Hollywood at the moment?
No, that's why I'm saying there needs to be consent now. I think everyone should just have.
I used to move
document
on.
Like,
how's it? What's your name?
I never determined eyes. I've never determined. Yeah. I've had someone phone me they 7 years later. Say, why did you stop talking to me? I'm like, I thought you weren't interested. No, I was. I was just playing the game. I'm like, I didn't know.
Yeah, but that's why comedians are usually the outcast.
But hang on,
so
a guy like Aziz, he's famous. He's famous. He's different to us.
Yeah.
But you've met a girl after a gig and done the coitus?
No.
Okay, you Eric? Not even someone from the staff?
No. I'm watching.
And you, Dan?
Ryan, and you?
Have you seen my shows,
Dan? Rishi, you married?
I am married.
So you can't lie to me.
Diamonds on my fingers.
Diamonds on my ass.
.01 carats.
The thing is,
not a blood diamond.
It's almost.
All I'm saying is we should start carrying documentation.
Oh, I see. So you want us to go back to the past laws, but for sex?
Yeah. Like after you consent.
But can I say, actually, if she says no, just move
just
on.
Just right.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
Because then you don't know what that conversation was. If she was saying no, I'm not keen, then he should have actually. No,
but
you should.
If she explicitly said no, I don't want to do this. Then
there's guys that also be.
No is no.
No, but there's no. There shouldn't be a tone of no.
But not even words. You can also.
No, I mean, if there is no, if there's the word no. In there, then it's
but
to be no.
So there's also body language. You can sense when someone's not keen.
Yeah.
If like Bill Cosby, if they are passed out and not conscious, that also means no.
Yeah, by default.
Did they say it though?
Or
did
they
say a possible yes? That's Bill Cosby's ugly.
Anything else in news that isn't rapey or stuff?
What else happened? No, just people that have bad babies and stuff and posting pictures online and stuff. No.
Oh,
but that's a Facebook phenomenon.
Children go to school.
No, a lot of people.
Yeah, you know what I didn't like? Every radio station tried to make the entire show about kids going back to school, and guess what? The kids actually were the ones who were mature enough to go, we're just going to school, can you all just calm the fuck down?
Yeah.
And then we're interviewing kids on, and I try to find a radio station. Even my kids said, Dad, why are they talking to these kids? It's just school. I'm like, my boy, yes,
thank you.
Fuck school.
Thank you. Why you're still at home in any case, you should be at school. Like,
yeah, why
that's why you don't get changed.
He tells everyone he's homeschooled.
This is why you have your freedom around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're excited for school. They can finally get off that bed.
Exactly. And my guy's got bunk beds. Those things are heavy.
Yeah.
Because you got three kids on the top.
Dangling.
Oh, this stuff's bad.
Dangling from the ropes.
Was it, okay, we're supposed to do Breakfast Beer Club. Is there anything... Ryan, you're a healthy gymmer.
Healthy gymmer.
Can I just say your guns are looking...
thanks.
They're looking cocked.
They're looking gunny.
Thanks.
Is that a thing?
No, but
so
I'll
your
it.
Holidays, you just said I'm going to the gym every day.
Yeah,
I did actually.
Do you guys like have family functions whenever there's a
at
public
the gym.
Holiday?
Nailed it.
Yeah?
Family functions
one
in
of
the gym.
Our things again.
So where are you at the gym? Well, my cousin's at the gym, my brother's at the gym, my aunt's at the gym, my mom's at the gym. We might as well have my birthday at the gym.
Yeah.
It's my happy place.
Why?
Okay, but and you say
everybody
your show everyone gets a smoothie. Look under your rowing machine. Do you have gigs coming up? Because what I liked about last week to listen to this is that you were listening, not talking much. I agree, it's a podcast. But you were digging the info that you were getting as a young comic. And that's why we need you on the show.
Because
I try to sit there and go, why is Eric on the show? And I wrote down 10 things I like about Eric.
Tell me three. Give me three off
give
the top.
Off the top of your head.
I like his socks.
Okay.
I'm about to
wow.
say, let me give you criteria. It mustn't have anything to do with his look.
Physical appearance.
Oh, I was going to say his big head. So that's just...
All the physicals must be...
No physicals, Baba. No physicals.
I like Eric because he's honest to the point where... You can say something to Eric and he doesn't take it personally and want to move you. You can say, Eric, I don't like this. This one's cool.
Yeah,
that's a good character.
He just thumbs up and goes, okay, Uncle Dave. You can see he walks off and doesn't give a fuck. But he's honest. I like his socks. He's friendly. People like him. And he promotes the show. That's four.
You're not shy to put your foot on the table.
Yeah.
This is Darren.
You should be coy.
This is a Darren.
Darren Scott.
You should be coy, son.
Eric
should
be coy. Central. We're changing it to
this one now. Sorry.
Eric Central. It's easy to actually
No,
do
no,
the,
no.
There's
no.
already a C there.
Yeah, no, Eric. no.
I think your name would look good on the wall.
Can you do some Photoshop for us, Tabiso?
Tabiso,
I'll hook it up. I'll do some paint. Stop saying Photoshop. Can you make me sound basic?
What is Photoshop bad? Is Photoshop in the hood?
Photoshop is
you never Photoshop your graffiti.
Photoshop is easier than paint.
Because paint is hard, man. Yeah, paint comes with the phone and no one knows how to use it.
Yeah.
So you could take that E.
Paint comes on the phone.
The F, you could make an E out of that and definitely make an R out of the I and make Eric Central. Okay, we're changing the logo.
Isn't a nickname of yours Oum Diff?
Yeah.
So just combine the C and the L, and then we got a Diff there already.
Central. Diff Central. A Central Diff is what goes wrong with your gearbox.
I mean, this is what we have Ryan on the show for.
At one moment.
Then the people are bringing in cars.
Yeah, now they're like, sorry, man, this wheel is...
I'm more disappointed that none of you thought of that. You guys wanted me to change the entire name.
No, but I like the other one.
And then
yeah, she just moved the C closer to the L. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Guys...
Anyway, so 10 things I like about Ryan. When I was listening to the show, his naivety and thing, Ryan might be the next big dude in the comedy
industry. Hopefully. Chances are.
Chances are.
Chances are.
You're white, but you can do it. If your son's at the school and goes, what do you want to be? I want to be the next president of South Africa.
Oh,
okay, my boy.
Son?
Yeah. Give that a few thousand years.
Yeah.
Don't you want to move?
When we're all colored.
When we all
where?
That's going to be so
in
dope.
This country, yeah,
oh, when we all colored.
Yeah,
do you think that's not happening to the world?
It is happening
of
to the
course
world.
It is.
They're just renamed. They're rebranding, though. That's the flop.
So what is what they're rebranding?
There's like mixed race, and then there's of African.
Oriental
pieces.
Asian.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're still going to be separate.
Asian Africans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But at the end of the day, when someone says you, and they say, Dad, you're telling I'm a techie, like, you're my supposed.
Then you're colored.
Oh, shit.
But you look Chinese.
But, yeah.
Where did
yeah.
you learn those four words?
In four different languages.
In
get
that
up.
Same movie.
I thought you was an essay. Turns out you was a bra.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing.
What
a you can be racist to someone until you find out that you have a common link. You're like, ah, man, I'm sorry I said those things. I didn't realize that we're the same.
I facing thought you weren't a bushy one.
And you use up all your derogatory terms.
All of them. No, whoa, wait a minute. Those weren't derogatory.
You know, I hate bushy, eh? I don't like being referred to as a bushy.
Who says that to you?
People don't. They get fucked up.
Yeah. What did you say?
Yo, he just got real. You saw that.
So that's reference to Bushman, Bushy.
It's about Bushy.
And then and Hotnot.
That's
even
that's
worse.
Too
is that far?
That's
I don't understand
what the line.
That's the H word.
No, it's a Bushy.
It's the same. It's the same. It's the same African beach traveler.
Yeah.
That Jan van Riebeck met
chased
and made
buck till they die of thirst.
Yeah, but Jan van Riebeck shouldn't.
Are you chase the same buck?
That's how they hunt, bruh.
No, one buck.
One buck.
And the bucks are, come on.
It keeps running until it's parched and then it faints.
They
and then
the budget.
If I do this, can you tell me which comedian this is? Come on!
Martin.
I was going to say Pravesh.
What? If you did this, that's Pravesh.
No, man. Our little guy that's got the Daily Show Joburg version. That is so lekker, man.
That was
a cool announcement that I suppose you spoke about last week. But you didn't.
I wanted to.
Oh, is that you couldn't get a word in?
Yeah.
Can I also, Tanisha, have you listened to the podcast outside of being on it?
I have, but
don't you dig Eric's vibes from the last like 2 years that we've been doing this? Like, he's got it, man. He's got it.
I'm trying, bruh.
He's trying, bruh. Tabiso, were you proud of our little Loisa Mandinga fellow?
Our little.
Is he on yet? Has it been on?
Yeah.
It's on last week already.
It's dope, man.
Do you think it's timing and Trevor's where I was going? If you're going to call us shithole countries, let's cross over to one of them and find out.
I think I read something from Madinga saying he knew about this
since
last
year,
May or something.
And he couldn't say anything.
He had to take the flak when we came up to him and said, you know that joke of yours, Madinga, that's good, man. But I think if you add, and he was like, you don't know I'm about to be on the Daily Show.
It's amazing. Helping me with my comedy? How dare you? I'm at the box, dude.
But it's dope, it's dope that it's like the whole of Africa, though. That's the cool bits.
Yeah.
They're crossing to the other countries.
Yeah, like saying not like specific to South Africa.
He just happens to be the spokesperson.
It's not just going to be like...
But that's fantastic. All these stories that are here are just incredible. There's also that African festival coming here, the Canadian Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
That's coming here.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that Simi's bringing?
Jay.
No, Simi will write about it.
Whoa.
Wait, is he a comedian or a blogger?
Bringing food to the table. Didn't you say that?
Is he a blogger or a comedian?
Simi's opening doors because the gatekeeper can't lock the gate.
He's a cricket
commentator.
And you mean cricket's the actual noise.
Yo, you guys are on another
level. No, but he did say he's bringing Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
so that you comedians can eat.
Gatekeepers, don't you remember the whole gatekeepers
thing?
Yeah,
he did.
I did, but you know what's nice is the people listening to this podcast won't understand our internal politics. So Simi wrote a letter to the world
and said,
a week
I'm
before
bringing
they
just
got
for laughs.
Yes.
I'm bringing food for everybody to eat. Yes. So you need to respect me. I'm paraphrasing.
It's like you wake up every morning and you read that. You printed it. I'm bringing food to the table with your hand on your chest.
It's almost like on the mirror, the affirmations. If I like myself, other people will like me too.
Yeah.
I am a good person.
Because you said the comedy world doesn't need gatekeepers. They're telling us what to do and where to go and how to run our lives.
So that's good advice for any business. Because what I've seen is the guys that are doing their own thing are the ones that are making it happen.
Just fire the security guard.
Who's overseas at the moment? Mojack's overseas.
Mojack.
He just got on a plane and went.
Claudine
got on a plane and ducked. Gone. Doing the gigs. And that's the thing. She's doing the gigs. You can't then say, who gave you the right to go to New York and do the gigs?
No.
Even if you're doing a shitty club, it doesn't matter. She's doing it.
Yeah, she's doing it.
And then who else is there? Laz is over there.
Must be killing it.
Yeah, Laz
in Vietnam.
Was in Vietnam.
Here's the thing. Go
Vietnam,
over. When are you going with your prize that you won for the roast?
So what happened with that is I also played a comedy festival in New York last year.
Oh, yeah?
And so Comedy Central are no longer associated with the festival I was playing.
Okay.
So they have a festival which they are associated with in Chicago this year. So they said I can play that. Or there's a roast battle.
Don't do the roast battle?
Don't do the roast battle.
Do the roast battle, man. What the fuck?
He's the champion.
Give me a reason, man. Give me a reason.
You know what it is? You don't know those guys well enough.
But you have a preliminary round and then you go, they don't know me either. That's the thing.
That's the advantage.
So they can only say you're from a shithole country.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
You're so poor. Such a mother said, you cunt.
I'm
already winning.
That's a comeback. That's a tight comeback. It's not particularly funny, but it burns.
We don't often have the C word on Cliff Central. Except when they're talking about Gary.
But we have the H word.
But I think it puts you in a great advantage because you can add any punchline with, and this coming from me who comes from Africa.
Yeah.
And they go, oh,
no, you got strength. That's good strength. Get us to write some of your stuff for you, because I also can't tell you what's happened to me. I've known about this for the last 17 years that I've also been invited to something and I can't talk about it.
It's your own funeral.
I can't talk about it. And Eric's hosting.
What? I am? Yeah, this is news to me. I don't know. But
we're supposed to be talking about a beer. This is called Breakfast Beer Club.
Cool.
Tobiso, anything you want to tell us about your alcoholicness? Are you off the wagon? On the wagon?
Oh, I was off, but I fell back on.
I am running the wagon. I am wagoned
up.
Did you find it's like a bit of a December thing? You're like, I can drink a gin, a bottle of gin.
If I be honest with you, I was drinking like a bottle of whiskey every 3 to 4 days.
Oh.
Well, that's easy to do. But that's
just jog along.
But you're sitting on your own balcony,
along.
You're not driving. You're
not
tying your kids to the bed or anything weird.
Well, you didn't say that.
That's not judge.
Yes, Dave. You just had that conversation. How does that even start? You've had 10 whiskeys, and you're like, let's tie one of the kids.
Where's my head cups?
You can't even tie a proper knot in your trunk, anyway.
And you don't drink because you are fully healthy.
Yeah,
that shirt. Shirt was loose on me when I used to wear it.
It's
like a proper muscle shirt on you.
But you're always gone big, bro. You wasn't this size like last year.
You've pumped up.
I know. I'm doing a show in June.
But you don't have to be bodybuilding as a comedian.
The comedian thing's not going so well.
Is
so
it not
option.
Going well?
You need plan B's.
So what you do? You do your joke and no one laughs and you just split.
Just pull out the oil.
Can someone rub this on my nipple?
Do my back.
But are you on juice? Are you taking some juice? Why not?
No.
I've got
nobody
ever
says yes.
No one ever says yes. Even
right.
They can't fit to the door.
No, this is how I was born, man.
Natural. I'm the rock.
Yeah.
No one
ever knows. Yeah, I've been using juice for about 3 months now. Mm.
Did you know Arnold Schwarzenegger was like the juice king before? Did you know that?
He was.
No shit.
Yeah, he was the guy. Like he was Mr. World or Mr.
Olympia.
What?
You know know why you can't say? Here's some bodybuilding knowledge.
Okay.
You can't say you're on juice because you'll never get a sponsor. That's why they don't lie.
That's why you said no.
So everyone kind of knows, but you just don't say.
Yeah, so as soon as you say you have no sponsor, will touch you and you can't earn a living.
That's the same thing with someone says, did you tie your kids to the bed? You're like, I can't say, or else I lose my sponsor.
They fall into the handcuffs.
But is there no like anti-establishment companies? Like if you own some anti-establishment thing, like you choose. You're a known
I want
user.
You as
Let's
a sponsor.
Let's use you. Like, look at me. I choose.
Come work for, like, you can be like the road travel agency. Like, don't down the road.
Red Bull gives you juice.
Eric, what do you think about juice? Because you're a gym, eh?
Juice. No, I don't use it.
You have to
poke the shit in your thighs.
The big oaks.
You buy it
just
in the toilet.
You just walk up
to the toilet. I'll admit, though, there was a time after matric with this guy that I was gymming with, one of my friends. He was like, yo, man, I'm trying this new thing. Do you want to do the thing with me? So I'm like, I don't know.
And there's a needle involved.
No, there was no needle. There
was poppers.
There was just pills, yeah. Oh.
And then you woke up with a sore bum.
No, no, it was a month course, and in a month I gained 10 kgs because of it.
Jeepers.
So since then, I've
And that's not water retention, that's growth hormone.
That's growth hormone, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Did it give you muscles or just...
And your willy?
No, it just made me fat. It made me fat briefly.
So you could have just ate like curry and bread and roti
yeah,
and...
Yeah, but it was... No, it wasn't. It wasn't
were
like,
you gymming as well? Were you training as well?
While I was training,
much nicer.
To be so, does it make... Does steroids make your willy smaller?
Yes, it does.
Well, I don't know.
I think it does.
Does it?
Pussy, did you see those guys that are... Tell me it's now unisex.
Wait, Ryan's got his hand up.
Big muscles, very small underpants.
Yes.
Big muscles,
small
underpants.
But I had to have my penis reduced when I was born. They chopped off the tip.
And they threw it in the bin.
So you could live a normal life.
Maybe the bodybuilders tuck it in.
I think you're referring to your umbilical cord.
The girl bodybuilders.
Because they're doing athletics.
But yeah, maybe it helps.
Can we have Tabisa? Can you get a lady bodybuilder in here and a man bodybuilder, proper ones, and do some poses for us? Because the ladies also get a little bit of a deep voice.
Yeah.
And
their
clitoris grows like really big.
What? Yeah,
like
so that's what happens. Your dick doesn't get smaller.
Your body
but
gets
your ball
bigger.
Gets, your balls get small because they don't need to produce testosterone.
Because you're
so
now
your
putting it in.
Your dick stays the same.
Yes.
But your balls get smaller.
Can you say penis rather for the show?
Cock.
Yeah.
Meat rod.
There's a lot of kids listening to this. Can you say penis?
They're at school. They're at school.
But now we're at school listening to you. So your body, it's an era of parallax.
Yes.
It's an optical illusion. You look at this big guy, so you go, look how small his dick is. But actually, if he came walking closer to you, it's like when you see perspective like that, you're like, hold on, it's actually quite a large penis. But he's just bigger.
Like how fair people have yellow teeth, but they're... The darker you get, your teeth
the whiter.
Is a contrast.
That's right.
Yeah. Or is it just bad?
Error of
we were so poor. We were so poor. We had to brush our teeth with cold.
That's a new thing now, though. That's
Jeremy Clarkson.
Is he big?
Your teeth.
His teeth are yellow.
Yeah, bruh.
Have you seen his teeth?
I've seen him. Why is he speaking?
Just talking about fashion.
Like
this shirt that you wear every time to the podcast. Is it
my
podcast by chance that you wear it every time?
No, I dig for it. I'm like, where's my podcast t-shirt?
That is fine.
I don't have to support.
What is the relevance of this Adidas and all those shoes that were popular that they brought out during those World Cups?
Actually, it's soccer boots. Yeah.
Okay.
So I
call them shoes. Sorry.
You can't wear these to church.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't wear soccer boots to church.
You can. You can, but this is going to be weird.
Only if you want to tackle the devil.
No, not a thing.
You've been in offside position the whole time.
They're suspected spam.
Yeah, they're phoning me.
Oh. Yeah, telemarketers.
And
idiots.
Rishlu, are you going to be doing the box on Sunday?
Am I?
Come.
I think I am. I can't remember.
Eric, are you hosting?
It's a 20-in-5. Nobody hosts, man.
Is it? Now, that 5 minutes. Let's talk. Ryan, do you have a 5 minutes?
No,
lay
I love
down.
It. Eric is there. Swat open.
Come.
Because you were there, you were at the one at Brom.
I've never seen you.
He gets
you
into...
You have at Goliath.
He
Melrose.
Gets quite deep.
You hosted.
He gets quite deep.
Oh, yes. That was when you did new...
Yeah, the next gen.
Oh, yes.
You know what's nice?
Coming back to me.
Before you was... There was a guy before you... Bongani was on before you.
Yeah.
And he had spoken about... The devil and Jesus and doing some really crazy stuff.
Oh, what? Sucking Jesus' dick? Oh,
easy now. Tabiso, you've already stepped on the rape fish.
Yeah, I did it.
Don't slip on the devil.
That was
loads of banana. Just take it easy there. Down by 10%, Tabiso. But anyway, he spoke about that. And I thought people... No, that's quite a scary thing to speak about because he did. But he does it in a way where he's trying to shock the audience. Then he brings them back and they're all very against him. And then by the end of it, they love him. I don't know how he does it, but Gunny does it. And
so
you
he
come
works
on
it back.
About, yeah, he works it back. But he gets you shocked.
But do they like that?
No, he questions them about, okay, so when you go to heaven, what are you going to do? So it's quite a clever little comment on what we all want from this heaven. So he says, he comes on and says, I was showering with this guy with a really large cock. And the whole audience goes, no, not again. They just got screwed. And this is something like I've picked up. Listen to the previous comedian that was on before you. Because I've seen guys come on stage and they ask the chick the name in the front.
No, listen to the host. Yeah.
The host has just been doing that. Basically, he's okay. Mind for you. He's got this chick's yellow. She's having a birthday. This guy's been
that's
married for 3 years.
That's what he's doing, basically.
And the guy comes out exactly as a host. That's part of your job.
Maybe we need to. Maybe because that's what Joe used to say to me. Listen.
Get there on time.
I'm going to find out if there's married or party. Just watch me.
Yes.
So you can.
No, he's on. He's on. He's right.
So I think we need to do that. Because when everybody come around, and before we start the show, everybody come around.
This is
the host here tonight, right? He's going to ask questions. Pay attention. Because everybody comes up. What's your name? Clive.
Man.
Next guy comes up. How's it, man? What's your name?
Yeah.
Clive. Then the whole crowd. Clive!
Yeah. Then he goes, how did you guys know?
How long have you been together? They've been together for 4 months. Then the comedian makes the same joke. Oh, he doesn't know how long he's been together. Yes, he doesn't know.
And then always looks at her before you answer.
So now, what's a karaoke audience? We know your next joke.
People are dying while you're telling jokes.
Yeah. What's your name? Clive. Oh, no. Clive.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hire about 10 guys from Sunday called Clive. And every time you ask someone in the front, they're going to be called Clive.
Funny.
Okay, done. Let's book that.
That is quite. You know what that is? That's a comedy. That's a comedy prank, which I think we need to.
We must play that on
like,
some on a
like
pro.
Mojack or somebody.
Okay, cool.
So everybody who comes to the crowd, you say, if anybody asks you a question, you say your name is Clive.
And you've been married for 2 months.
What do you do?
2 kids.
I work in
marine biologist.
You're an accountant.
I also don't like it if a comedian says, what do you do? The guy says, I'm an accountant. He says, oh, I've got nothing about that. It's your job to make something about that. Anyway, listen. Ryan Holiday, can you say goodbye in a gym kind of way?
Yes, certainly. Okay, boys, let's lift hard this upcoming week. We're going to get big and vascular. And check me out on Twitter at RyanJames1987 for some training advice.
Excellent. And you, Rishu?
That just sounded personal.
In a kind of way.
Sorry.
Check, yeah. Meet up next week. Don't get stabbed. And away.
Tabisa Mflongo.
Yo, guys, no
Photoshop,
means no.
Tabisa Photoshop Mflongo. Yo, no means no, and don't be sucking any dicks, man.
Yeah, no means no. Don't suck no dicks out there, man.
My name is Dave Levinson. This has been the Just Now podcast. Have some
and
fun.
You know what it is, Eric Janssen. We'll check you again just now. Sharp
you say you
way.
Know what it is.
You know what it
you
is.
You know what it is.
You know what time it is.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It is what it is.
I'm not 100% sure what it is.
You must know it.
This is CliffCentral.com.